The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap.
Tender trap is, I guess, when you're married. When you're married. We were talking about this before we went on the air this morning. This was our little conference with Frank and Frank and Al. And we're saying, you get married. But then, how many people do you meet now? He said, they say, well, how married are you? Do you get that? Do you get that, too? How married are you? And then what did I tell you, Al, this morning? I said, they say...
married, or you're married? Which I still don't understand. You're married, married? Or you're married.
Come on, man.
So explain this to me. So am I?
I don't know.
Am I single? Married?
Yeah. I don't know. Are you married? Married means, do you?
It's the same as married, but different.
It's the 21st century version. It's why all society is just going down the tubes, you know, because that people ask that. I'm married.
Are you married? married? Platonic? Single?
Yeah.
Not sure. Married. Gender neutral. What?
You still want to get married,
Frank? I do, absolutely.
Okay, you're all set out of boy.
Well, the other day he said, you know, he was thinking about
it. No, I did not say that.
What did you say?
I said I'm looking to get married. Yeah. It's true.
Are you gonna be married when
absolutely.
You're married?
Married as can be.
A substitute girlfriend? No?
No, she'll be a substitute wife.
Oh, she'll be a substitute wife. Oh, so you're married.
Yeah.
You're not married.
Exactly.
It's confusing. It's so confusing nowadays. Hey, good morning. It's Joe and Frank and Al. Yeah, just so it's Friday, and I am so sorry. Look, I get fired up when I get fired up. When I get silly, I get silly. And really, I've been just running with not a lot of sleep and just getting silly, so I apologize. I get too silly for you in the morning. Just running to the news because I know that we are news, we are opinion, we are passion. But a lot of the times we are silly in the morning.
we mimic various ethnicities and apologize beforehand, during, and after.
I'm sorry. I just think, and I see all the stories that Frankie laid out meticulously in front of me that we could go to.
Do you do that when you see the story? Oh, you start to work on it? Is that what you do?
And I see North Korea executes, this is the headline, executes envoy over breakdown in talks with U.S.
Yeah, well, it's a dictatorship. What do you expect? I mean, people are like shocked by this.
Wait, Al, how could they get mad at the president? Kim Jong-un whacked somebody. Even the mafia. This is because, listen to me. This I'm reading right here. Kim Huck Chol, please be careful as you pronounce that, was one of the five foreign ministry officials executed in March after they were charged with spying in the United States. Listen, the paper claims North Korea leader Kim Jong-un ordered the executions to divert attention away from internal turmoil and discontent. Yeah. Not even the Gambino family. Nobody would say, I want you to whack him just to cause a distraction. I mean, that would have never happened. Mm-hmm. This is mean over there.
Mean? You're being kind.
I know. And then listen, when I was over there, remember I went down when Andrew Giuliani did that great thing with Secretary of State Pompeo was down there, and Mayor Giuliani hosted it for the Italian-Americans in the White House. Thank God someone in Washington likes the Italians and President Trump. We appreciate that so much. But when we were down there, remember, we were in the executive office building. Joe Borelli was there. Arthur Idala was there. next door. And I, correct me if I'm wrong, Frankie. Yeah, it was Kim Young Chol was there. That I thought was the number two in Korea. Now apparently Chol is reportedly serving time in a hard labor camp. What went wrong?
Well, so just so I understand, the at your Italian event was the number two from North Korea.
He was in White House. He was at the White House next door while we were doing an event. Two different events.
I see.
No, the Koreans didn't come over and go, I love Italians. None of that. Forgive me. Again, it's racist. It's me, and I apologize. Okay, right off the bat. Mm-hmm. But the Koreans were in the White House. The Italians were in the Executive Office Building. You know, so Kim Young Chol was, I believe, with the president then. Wasn't that right?
Wow. I don't know.
I think this is a very high-ranking guy. Now he's in a hard labor camp. What the heck's going on over there?
Well, that's what's being reported.
Wow.
You know what? Look, you got to say this for Kim Jong-un. This is a guy that expects results, you know?
Yeah. Hell knows. I want to do some more. I'm holding back. I came to see what Italians look like. I can't. Oh, look at those Italians! You Italian people! You in the mafia? You people, mafia! I get killed. I don't do a good job.
How you get those noodles?
I'd be in a labor camp. I'd be in a big labor camp chopping rocks. And I said, again, I'm apologizing. And again, you know what? I made a reference to the Italian Americans with the mafia. You know the game. So forgive me. I'm just off the rails this morning. And can I apologize? I'm sorry. I'm not politically correct. I'm so sorry I'm not politically correct. Speaking of which is political correctness, so the Navy SEAL accused of killing a wounded ISIS fighter and other crimes is free from custody ahead of his court-martial. I saw Bernie Kurek, Commissioner Kurek, who will be on the show with Frankie in the 9 o'clock hour, and Al. Chief Eddie Gallagher was released Thursday. We got this story from the commissioner. From the Naval Medical Center in San Diego, President Trump is reportedly considering pardoning Gallagher and other military personnel accused of desecrating corpses. So what's going on with this? Everybody seems to be excited about this. It looks like the defense made a motion and the judge ruled in Gallagher's favor to at least get him out of jail before the trial, Frankie. Is that right?
That's what's being reported, yeah. This is a big victory for Bernie Kurek, who I'm hoping will join us in the 9 o'clock hour to talk a little bit about it. But, he's still... as I understand it, still has to go on trial for this, but he at least is getting out of prison. So this is, you know, they accused the prosecutors of misconduct here.
Yeah.
And initially they said that, and I know this one attorney, Tim Parlator, who's representing Eddie Gallagher, very skilled attorney. And, of course, one of the other attorneys, Mark Mukasey, is the son of the former Attorney General Michael Mukasey, I believe. So it's certainly they have a very, very well-seasoned defense team. So we'll see what happens. But if this guy, this Navy SEAL, Eddie Gallagher, is getting a raw deal here, certainly I think it's for the best that he's out of prison. And if it does turn out he's guilty, can bet after he's found guilty, then he'll be going to prison at that point. So
walk me through this, Frank. I'm sorry. So a lot of these guys, I guess I speak personally again for myself. If an ISIS fighter and whatever the Taliban did, whatever these terror groups do, Hamas or anything, and if they're whacked, I have no sympathy. They should rot in hell. God forgive me. I'm a God-fearing, church-going, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic. But if you attacked us in 9/11 and we're fighting in regards to that, if you're ISIS and you're burning people alive, you should rot in hell. This is my own personal opinion. So if I see someone from the United States military take out one of these guys, and do they pose occasionally with the corpse? Is that what I'm seeing, Frankie? That's happening? Is that a regular, I'm asking, and I don't know that you know this, Frank, so forgive me, but is that a regular thing that if you kill somebody, whack somebody, one of these evil cockroaches, and you pose, you know, with the dead body, I guess, I don't know that that's happening, but apparently that's what happened here, yes?
Well, I haven't followed the details of the case that closely, but certainly Bernie Kurek has, and he'll be available to tell us all the details.
All right. But you know what I mean? I mean, really, we're too nice. We're too nice. No waterboarding, none of this. I'm telling you. It's great. They should, matter of fact, what were we talking about? Oh, they want to torture somebody. Let them listen to an hour of our show when we're in a really goofy mood. And they go, let me do that in your ear during a whole commercial break, believe me. That's it. I'll talk. I talk. Forget it. I'll talk. Whatever you want to know. Please don't put that on again. Oh, my Lord. So, anyway, breaking down the rest of the story.
That, too.
Oh, please. You know, I got a list in front of me. You know, too, it's a weekend, and I'm working. Tomorrow night, we're at the Saccone Theater. It's going to be great. Michael's there, my boy, and I'm bringing Olivia with me, too. Beautiful. Sings like an angel. And Charlie Colello, the musical genius from Bloomfield Avenue, will be there, too. And we're going to have a great, great time. On stage, Rick Gordon's coming in to conduct the orchestra, so we're very much looking forward to that. A big rehearsal today, so we invite you to go over to Saccone Theater tomorrow night. I think there's like cocktails at 6 o'clock, and then a pre meet and greet, and then we do the show, and it's just going to be a great night. So we invite. So meantime, because if you have a house, I get a list of the things I got to do. Al, can I hire you? Like, to take care of the things at my house?
Nope.
Come on.
No,
there's like the you know what? So Charlie and I made like this. They got these new things now. She likes to bake. She likes to bake. So we're at the store and we buy like a little cake thing, and it's like a perfect size cake. You ever see one of those things, Albert? You ever see one of those things?
I don't think so.
Frankie, I know you don't. I think this would not be. If this is a perfect size bourbon bottle, then I could be.
Yes, that's right.
But I said this is like perfect size cake, like a little cookie. It's a cookie. You put it in the perfect size, and you put it in the microwave. You don't put it in the oven. You put it in the microwave for 2 to 3 minutes. So we poured it out. We put the whole thing together, and Charlie loves to cook and bake. And she's doing like I told you, she does a fake cooking show. Hi, I'm Charlie, the chef, like that. Now it's time for a word from my pillow. She does like that. It's hysterical, you know. It's just so cute. So we put the thing in, and then we put it in the microwave 2 minutes. So boop, we hit 2 minutes. Beep, 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 2 minutes. And then we look, and it's still soggy. So we put it in. Well, this is, we're like the Three Stooges, you know. Let's do another 2 minutes and see what happens. Well, then we had to go check something outside in the property. We were doing the flowers, and we let it go 3 minutes. Well, it kind of, thank God there wasn't a fire or anything, but it burned, and the whole house smells like this. It fried in the microwave. Mm. You know, it cooked in the microwave. I may have to throw the microwave, please. And then I need somebody to vacuum. My driveway is a mess.
Yeah, no.
I think it's time. Sorry. I think it's time for a condo. It's time for a hotel. I think it's time for a hotel with a doorman, with a bellman. What do you think, Frankie? Am I getting there?
Absolutely.
People my age, you have it your whole life. You want to get a house, and I'm going like, oh. And with the taxes out in Western Jersey, you used to get a bang for your buck. Not anymore. Not anymore do you get it, you know? Hey, when's Mr. Norcross going to join us? Next week, you said?
I believe Wednesday.
That's great. George Norcross live on the air with Piscopo. That'll be on Wednesday on AM 970. The Answer. Don't want to miss that. Hey, so anyway, let me go to a couple phone calls, and then we're going to take a break. But and we're a little crazy this morning, and I apologize for that. But it is a Friday. Nina Radcliffe will join us. Jeffrey Lyons as well. So can I go? Oh, let me go to Michael in Jersey. Love that name, Michael. Michael, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I just wanted to tell you that I know the Jamavo family since the 1930s, when Jimmy Jamavo went to Alamuchi, New Jersey, to start his mozzarella business. Incidentally, I'm in the same business, and I have the distinction of teaching Mr. Malvo how to make cheddar cheese. So I just thought it was very interesting that you said his name this morning.
Isn't that something?
He was a giant in our business.
Yeah, Michael, what is your business? Now you make the cheese as well, and in New Jersey, sir?
No, our headquarters are in Hackensack, New Jersey, but I have a creamery up on a Canadian border in Hewelton, New York, where we take in milk from the farmers. We make ricotta, mozzarella, and provolone.
So, look at it.
Jimmy Jamavo was a giant in our business. He was one of the first ones that made ricotta from homogenized milk, which in those days was unheard of. He was he was a very progressive guy.
Yeah, he was.
The Jamavo family, I know, way back since the 1930s.
The best of the best. Michael, thank you for calling, my friend. God bless you for calling. Thank you so much, my friend. Is that great? I know we got to go to a break, but I have to tell you, this is what I'm talking about. This is the fiber of the country right here. right here. When we're down the shore, we get the little shore house, and across the street, there's another Italian family. My Jewish buddies on the other side of me I grew up with, right? And our Irish friends, the Williams. I saw Ricky. I saw Barbara yesterday. We love Ricky and Barbara. It's all like we're like family. It's like our version of the neighborhood, you know? And here, Mr. Giamavo went from, the family went from Sicily to Brooklyn, and he goes way out to West Jersey to make regatta, and he made the best in the world. And now, and he has a plant out there. He has his whole plant where he made all the cheeses. So, and again, coming to this country and just making this country great. And that was the greatest generation. Debbie, you know what I'm talking about. And,
oh, yeah.
I
mean, hard
and
work.
For your family coming from England, you know, and your mom coming from England, coming here and just appreciating everything that's great about the United States of America. And except when there's traffic in the morning.
And you know, we were talking about the other day, the generations, like my grandmother on the other side, my father's mother, you know, the Cronins, they came over from Ireland, like, way back in the late 1800s, going way back. And
they
then they had
first,
construction companies and Hackensack and working so hard, you know.
Yep.
It's nice to hear all the stories and the success, you know.
It's so true. And it's, again, the fabric, the foundation, the whole backbone of the United States, the ethnicity, that ethnic fiber. We love it. Hey, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock with Debbie on the roads. And then Nina Radcliffe is going to join us. The good doctor will join us on the air. Debbie, how are we doing this morning at 720 on AM 970? The answer, please.
Couple of problems, Joe. The Cross County West at New Rochelle Road into Eastchester, an accident blocking two lanes. It's kind of busy this morning on the thruway south, getting down toward exit 13. Disabled vehicle cleared, then slowing down into the Tappan Zee Bridge. The Hutch south at Orchard Beach on the ramp, accident involving a motorcycle. Deegan north at the Cross Bronx, a crash on the ramp over there as well. It's busy Cross Bronx West at 3rd Avenue with an accident. And traffic is still moving slowly on the Staten Island Expressway East, getting out toward the Verrazano. Sponsored by Staples, May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples. Right now, you can earn 25% back in rewards when you purchase $75 worth of ink or $200 of toner. In-store only, offer ends 6/1/19. Visit staples.com/25 in rewards for details. Staples, sunny today, high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures are sharply lower after President Trump announced new tariffs against all products imported from Mexico. Uber lost more than $1 billion in its spring quarter, but investors are encouraged by Uber seeing signs its price war with competitors is easing. Uber didn't release a formal prediction for its business this year, but sees signs of improvement. Its loss is attributed mostly to sales and marketing expenses and promotions, in other words, discounts to customers. KFC is looking into a plant-based chicken substitute. Its head of U.S. operations, Kevin Hochman, tells USA Today he has meetings scheduled with several major suppliers to learn more about plant-based meats. Hochman says they need to figure out if plant-based chicken is as popular as it seems beef will be. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. Smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The smart way to buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, catcher number two. Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Dr. Nina Radcliffe standing by. If you are looking for some great gift-giving ideas, please visit Parian & Sons. I'll tell you about Parian & Sons. Glenn is over there, and they're right there in Franklin Lakes. I told you I went up there, bought my watches up there. I'm so grateful because Glenn said to me, and when I called to say thanks for coming on the show, you know, and I'm telling you, when I tell you about things, and I don't want to even say it's a commercial or products, because you become family when you join the Piscopo, Frankie, Al, and Debbie show. It's your family here. So when I see about Parian & Sons, I called Glenn. We had the greatest conversation. He said, come up. And I go, man, I got watches. I don't want to send them off to Switzerland. I'll never see them again. It costs me thousands of dollars. I'm a cheap guy. Glenn said, come to Parian & Sons. I will take care of your watches. I bring a bag of watches. I swear, I looked like I was like one of those guys who opened the coats up. Hey, you want a watch? It was like one of those guys, you know? And I brought my watches to Glenn. And then Debbie was there, and Maria and Katie, the Parian family, who have been in New Jersey for 98 years, please. And Glenn fixes my watches like brand new, like brand new. I invite you to take all that jewelry that you don't think of. Jerry LaGuardia, our buddy producing the show tomorrow night at the Saccone Theater, lost his wife, and we're paying tribute to her tomorrow night. Beautiful gal. Jerry took the wedding ring. He went to Maria Parian, said, could you make something special out of the wedding ring? Because my wife meant so much to me. And she made a beautiful piece of jewelry out of the wedding ring. They will do anything for you at Parian & Sons. You'll love Parian & Sons. And then you want to buy a diamond? Oh, forget about it. Nobody knows better about the four C's than Debbie and Maria and Katie and Glenn at Parian & Sons. You're going to love this. You can go to ParianDiamonds.com, check out this spectacular website, or go right to Parian & Sons on Franklin Avenue, right there like we all do in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or again, ParianDiamonds.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Piscopo on the radio, 728. It is a Friday, all right. Dr. Nina Radcliffe is great. This girl is a superstar. She's a practicing physician, health advocate, syndicated columnist, television contributor. I don't know how she has the time to join us on the radio, but we appreciate it very much. Dr. Nina, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure to join you. I want to thank you, as always, for being so committed to talking about people's health.
Well, you are, I don't know how you have the time to do it, Nina, really, but now you're talking about sunscreen. You had a great piece, and I see it online. Well, because I worried, I had my little daughter, and I know you're such a great mom, but the sun was like, it wasn't that hot, yet Charlie, my little daughter Charlie, she got a little sunburn, just a little, nothing major, but you got to be careful at all times, no matter what. If your kid is in the sun, put sunscreen on, correct?
Yes, not even just just in the sun. I always joke about this, that you need to wear sunscreen just the way the post office is. Even though in rain and clouds and sleet and hail, it still delivers. The sun rays still deliver. Even in clouds, there's still harmful ultraviolet radiation. Even when there's snow, the sun rays can reflect off of the snow. So you have to protect your skin all the time.
Wow, and now I had a buddy. Oh, his name was Ron Sherman. God rest his soul. Great guy. Great guy. I'll tell you. And he had like a little thing, and it turned into a melanoma, and it was skin cancer. And now that's really something that we all should be worried about. And that is epidemic at this point, yes?
Yes. I mean, skin cancer is the leading cause of cancer in Americans. So one in every five Americans will come down with skin cancer. But the reason we are talking about this today is because it's one of the most preventable types of cancers out there. 90% of cases you can prevent with the good skin protection. And sunscreen is right at the core of it, along with protecting yourself with protective clothing or staying in the shade or avoiding the sun during the most dangerous times.
Yeah, and that sunscreen, when it seems to expire, like a very short time, if it's expired, it doesn't work. You know, a lot of us keep it anyway. But once it expires, you got to throw it out. Right, Nina?
Right, right. And that sometimes happens because we buy these big bottles. But, yes, it's so important. And, you know, I want to talk about, like, there's a lot of been controversy and confusion lately about sunscreens. And that's what I want to be on talking to you about, dispelling it. Have you heard of some of the recent talk about it?
Yeah, no, I'm not quite sure. I just buy what they tell me to buy, you know? I mean, are there side effects to using sunscreen?
Well, what happened in February, the FDA came out that they're going to start looking more carefully at the labeling, what's in the ingredients, because they're concerned that some of the ingredients can be absorbed into the into your system.
Oh.
So people got scared, and people are saying, well, I don't want anything to be absorbed in my system. So
yeah.
What I want to do is make sure that people understand that there have never been any reported effects. Our FDA is at the top of its game, making sure that there are no long-term effects, and so we're looking at this, but I want to reassure people that wearing sunscreen is still very important.
Wow, so the sunscreen is regulated by the United States, and how much so compared to other countries, Nina?
Well, in other countries, it's considered cosmetic, so there's very little, if any, regulation. Wow. In the U.S., there is regulation, and that's what the FDA is doing right now.
Well, that's kind of scary, though. That's kind of scary. I don't know. I worry about it. And then remember, in my day, you're too young, Nina, but I remember in my day. we used to use baby oil. Nina, we used to use baby oil to enhance it. That almost could be deadly, yes?
Correct. And that is what we do. We want to protect our sun, skin. Yes, do not use baby oil. We want to protect it.
And Nina, before we let you go, Dr. Nina Radcliffe with us. You could check out, if you Google Dr. Nina Radcliffe, you have a wealth of health information. The anti-aging cream. Not that this old guy talking to you now knows anything about that, Nina. But people always say, my life, there's something you could put under your eyes. You could put it on your hands. Does it really work, or is that just all
well,
a sham?
Well, we don't know, but I want to get back to sunscreen. The one important thing, not just protecting you from skin cancer, it also is an anti-aging. It has anti-aging. Our sun can cause skin aging. So if you protect yourself with sunscreen, you can decrease your chances of wrinkles and freckles and sunspots and other types of damage. So if you want to look for a good anti-aging cream, put on sunscreen. Make sure you select broad spectrum. Make sure you use at least an SPF of 30. Cover the areas of your forehead, your nose, your ears, those really troublesome spots.
Wow. This is great. Nina Radcliffe. Nina, I'm in Atlantic City, I think, around the middle of June, so I'm going to be calling you. We want you to come to an event.
Yes.
I know how busy you are, but we are so overdue for just hanging out a little bit.
Yes,
so,
we are.
With respect, we'll call you. Nina, you are so great, girl. We're such big fans of you on the show. We thank you for joining us always.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, and hopefully I'll see you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Yes, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Dr.
Nina. Thanks, Nina. Dr. Nina, N-I-N-A Radcliffe. She's so smart. Anesthesiologist, practicing physician, health advocate. She writes columns. She does television. And now I'll be soaking myself in sunscreen because I'm a hypochondriac. 7:33 with Joe on the radio. Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us. Tell us what films you want to see. And right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
64 degrees at 7:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA is laying out a new tap and pay program for the subway and bus system. Beginning today at noon, the transit agency will kick off Omni or One Metro New York. The initiative allows strap hangers to pay the fare by using their smartphones. The program is launching at 16 subway stations along the 4, 5, and 6 lines. Staten Island buses will also have Omni in place starting today. The MTA hopes the program will eventually phase out the use of Metro cards. People who want to use Omni can download the app and link it with their bank accounts. The New Jersey State Senate is approving a bill that will expand the availability of medical marijuana in the state. The measure will raise the amount of patients will be able to receive for medicinal purposes to 3 ounces. It also does away with the requirement that patients must see a doctor up to 4 times a year and only requires an annual visit. While the measure has already been approved in the Assembly must vote again since the new legislation contains an amendment that allows cannabis industry workers to unionize. In sports, Yankees and Red Sox rained out last night in the Bronx. That game will be made up as part of a doubleheader on August 3rd. The Mets were held to 4 hits in a 2-0 loss to the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Game 1 of the NBA Finals, that goes to the Raptors in Toronto. They beat the Warriors 118-109. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. 112 southbound at Sunrise Highway. It's an accident. Traffic is really tough this morning on the eastbound Gowanus heading up and out toward 38th. It's a disabled truck in the right lane. Westbound Belt bumper to bumper at Knapp Street with an accident over there. We're still seeing slowdowns this morning as you take a ride to the Grand Central Parkway West at Union Turnpike with an accident. Cross Bronx West at 3rd, an accident there. And it's still busy getting out toward the Bruckner with a disabled vehicle. Deegan North at the Cross Bronx, accident on the ramp. And on the Hutch South, the ramp at Orchard Beach is closed. An accident involving a motorcycle there. Inbound side of the GWB, about an hour. Lincoln 30, Holland 30, Garden State Parkway North at 145. It's an accident being cleared. Southbound Thruway still slowing down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Sunny today, high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
All the years I spent with junky vitamins, it did nothing. And these vitamins are just like the best in the whole world. I don't take anything else other than them. When I first started, I was just very, like, always fatigued and tired. Within 2 days, I felt like a new person. I felt like I was in a different body. I listen all the time on the radio when I'm in the car with the commercials about Balance of Nature, and it's really true. Everything really, really works. So I am sold.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 15% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Trivium Academy of New Jersey, Timothy Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Jeffrey Lyons coming up in a second. 7:38 on AM 970, The Answer. So I keep telling you about Connors and Sullivan. I had before me, they give you talking points, you know, and our great sales staff. By the way, a big shout out to the sales staff doing a good job, you know, when they come to me and they say, here's a talk, and then tell me about Connors and Sullivan. So I know Mike Connors. I know Beth, his beautiful wife, from Louisiana, by the way. This is a great couple. This is a great law firm, Connors and Sullivan. So if you've got the problems I got, where maybe
I sound like that commercial, Big Lou. We have a couple of wives. You got a lot of kids. And you're wondering, where is all your money going to go? You have got to talk to Mike Connors. He'll make sense of everything. So I call Connors and Sullivan. Just talk about myself, because I have to put together a will, the trust. I have to put together everything, right? And you have to double-check beneficiary designations, because things can happen. Things can go to people. This was from Forbes magazine, an article, by the way, advises readers to make sure they develop a complete plan to double-check beneficiary designations, just like that. So I call over to Connors and Sullivan, right? And Lisa answers the phone. She's great. Great. I love Lisa. And she gets me to Bridget, right? And I sat with Bridget and Kelly and now Rose and Justin and the whole team. And then I sat down with Mike, and Beth is there. I love that Mike has his wonderful wife. This is a great gal in Beth Connors. So we all sat down, and I got my son Joey as the consigliere. Now I go through my crazy life. Where does my money go? How does it get to where I want to go? I want to do a will. I want to protect it from the United States government, because they're going to come in first. The state of New Jersey, are you kidding me? They'll come and take everything away before you can give a dime to your kids. Mike figured it all out. Leaned back in the chair, had an answer for everything. So if you have any concern, healthcare proxies, powers of attorney, wills, trusts, anything you want to do, Mike is your guy, and the great team over there, Connors and Sullivan. Okay, here's the number, 718-238-6500. It's 718-238-6500. Tell Lisa I said hi. Say, I heard you on Joe's show. You tell Mr. Connors, I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me, Mike? He'll take care of you, I promise. And listen to Ask the Lawyer, Please, with Mike himself on the radio. Catch him Sunday at 11 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer, or Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jeffrey Lyons is the world's greatest film critic. He could be anywhere. He is in demand like Elvis was in demand. And yet he joins the Piscopo Show on a Friday morning. We appreciate it, Jeffrey. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, look what happened to Elvis. you're talking about your will. Remember the episode on the Honeymooners where Ralph Cramden has
get
been
the bag. Get the bag.
Fortune. Yeah. And if the fortune turns out to be the nickname of a parakeet, and he goes, whoa, and he falls.
Jeffrey, you're so funny. Me and Al Gattulo talk about that all the time. That is the funniest episode, because he helps an old lady on the bus.
Right? I'm rich.
I don't think it's the funniest one. Funniest
wait,
one,
let me guess. Let me guess. Hold on. Blabbermouth?
No, by the way, you know about the video that you can go on YouTube and write and just type in Trump on the Honeymooners. They superimpose Trump's head on the mother-in-law. And Ralph turns to Trump and says, you're a blabbermouth.
Oh, Lord.
You hear Trump saying, I'm a very stable genius. That's could be my favorite. But in reality, the two favorite ones that I loved are $64,000 question, where he's memorized every single song except the one that counts. And the other one is Chef of the Future.
Yeah, Chef of the Future could be class. That could be
and
class.
And there's an ad-lib on that, because he slips and he...
Wait. I'm going to guess. Al will know this too. An ad-lib on Chef of the Future where Art Carney does the ad-lib, correct? Is that what you're going to say?
No, the wrench slips out of his hand.
Yeah.
And I think it's Gleason who says, maybe we could try spearfishing.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was because something broke off of the device they were using.
When Gleason was a young comic, he was performing stand-up in Boston drunk in the back and was singing to, because, you know, he had a musical background, and he was singing to, and some drunk in the nightclub yelled, you're no actor. Can you do Hamlet's soliloquy? Well, he couldn't. A year later, he returned to the same nightclub, and the same drunk was there and yelled the same thing to him. And Gleason, in the voice of Reginald Van Gleason, did, to be or not to be? That is the question. Van Gleason, you and I know, and maybe Al knows who that is. But
I remember, all I remember is my parents telling me about, my father telling me about Gleason coming through Newark. He would go to Newark because they would stop there before he'd go to New York. So everybody in Newark, you know, they would go to the clubs in Newark, and there was Gleason performing in a vaudeville. And as I watched that, and I sat down with my 8-year-old, with Charlie, again, spending the whole Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Jeff, they love the honeymoon. You laugh or you don't laugh. I was with Joey watching the honeymoon.
My wife doesn't like it.
That's interesting.
It's poor people and people living in one room or two rooms, and she finds it depressing. And I love how the new year begins, Channel 11, my old place.
Yeah,
every year they run,
well,
they run all 26.
What it's, and Ralph is so sexist in his approach, but Alice always got the last laugh, so you gotta always appreciate that. Hey, Jeffrey, film wise, Rocket Man, is this a remake, or is this something new from
nothing to do with Roger Clemens, by the way? You know, it's the second biopic of a rock star, this one about Elton John, and he's played by Taron Egerton, and Elton John co-produced it. And it has a little. It's very different than Bohemian Rhapsody, in that it's theatrical. There are some flashbacks, and there's some interesting staging. And he sings his own songs, and he sings all the Elton John songs, and it's great. They use the same costumes, and it shows how Elton John had a lout of a father, and how he dealt with being gay, and how he came of age and became one of the biggest stars in the world. And it's really, really very well done.
It's not a documentary?
No, it's a drama.
Wow,
And you'll never recognize Bryce Dallas Howard as his mother, as his twit of a mother. Yeah. And his father was a terrible man that never showed him any affection at all.
Oh,
and was a soldier and was away a lot and just said he had no guidance at all from his father, and how he struck out on his own and he backstabbed his first manager, and then I think he came to regret it. And it's really, really very well done. Of course, the songs, I couldn't get the songs out of my head, even though they were not sung by Elton John, which would have been the easy way to do it. And then there's Trial by Fire, which is a true story of a woman who began corresponding with a death row inmate in Texas, the state that leads all others in executions. And there's nothing romantic between the two of them. She went to the bottom, got to the bottom of the case, and found out that he was innocent of killing his kids in a fire, and he was executed anyway. And at the end of the movie, the Innocence Project tells us that 150 people have been saved thanks to DNA from execution. Alabama just executed somebody yesterday. And finally there's Godzilla, King of the Monsters. It comes from We Exhausted the Subject Productions. But I think Al Gattulo's going to like it. You're going to see it with his son, no doubt.
Yeah, sure.
Especially the part where a three-headed monster destroys Fenway Park. I suspect that Michael Dougherty, the director, may be a Yankee fan, but I was cringing with that. The rest of it is, you know, the monster. Godzilla's a hero. Godzilla fights off the other monsters.
Right. This is great.
It's 85% of dinosaurs fighting each other and giant insects. And, you know, if you like it, you're going to applaud, you're going to go crazy. And if you are tired of this, you're going to endure it. But the Fenway Park thing looks shockingly real, so I hope nobody's going to build a monster to destroy.
You know, I remember. I'm old enough to remember. Why do I remember my uncle Joe's apartment in Rutherford? I remember we watched the original Godzilla, Godzilla, which was a Japanese film, correct?
There's some two Japanese actors in this. It's got a Japanese attitude toward it. Yeah.
Wasn't Raymond Burr in the original?
He was absolutely. Perry Mason.
Wow.
You know, Raymond Burr was also the murderer in Rear Window. Remember that?
All right. Jeffrey, listen, I know we got to go to films, and people get upset if you say you and I are different politically, and I still love you, man. This is what America's about. But I do have in my office yarmulkes bought to me by the Orthodox community. On the yarmulkes, it says in the studio, Jews for Trump. May I send you one, sir? Come on.
You'd be wasting your postage. I thought you were going to say it says John McCain. I thought you were going to say it says John McCain on it. And by the way, that
I'm saving it for you, Jeffrey. I'm going to give you American. That says, one says American Jews for Trump. And you know, and he's so popular in Israel. Come on, Jeffrey, you got to get on the train.
By the way, it's not named for John McCain. It's named after his father.
Admiral. Yeah. Oh, Jeffrey, we love you, man. It's good. I just said I'm going to save him for you anyway. Next time we get together, I know.
You'll never see me wearing it. Anyway, have a good week.
Yeah, thank you, Jeffrey Lyons. I couldn't resist. Thank you, sir. At 7:48 with Joe on the radio, a couple minutes away from 8 o'clock. Oh, by the way, so I got to tell you what I'm doing, and thank you very much. And I don't like not to be on the radio because I'm going on a media research center cruise where I speak. It's like a speaking engagement. This is in September. So
That's about 10 days, 9 days, 10 days. I will try to broadcast from the ship a little bit. Brent Bozell's going on. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is on it. Cal Thomas, the legend, the conservative legend. And I'm honored, actually, to be on this great cruise. It's like a speaking thing. So I'll be there now. So I want to make sure I stay on the air right through the summer with you as much as I can to irritate you as much as I possibly can, right? Then I have about a month off, right? And then we go on the Perillo tour, the Perillo tour. That one, at this, we are going to have such a great time. October 19th, we go. Frankie Five Boroughs is going. Come on, this is going to be the best trip ever. And I'm excited about it. But there, we will be able to phone in because my buddy, Mike Katz, again, I always tell you about my Jewish buddies who taught me how about the religion, about the heritage. And I saw as a young child, virtually, how great the Jewish religion is and how my buddy Michael would go to the synagogue. On Friday, he would go. I said, wait, you got to go to church at Joe. It's not a church. It's a temple. We go to the temple on Friday. I go, Friday you go? And then we get up Saturday morning, and Michael would go again to services on Saturday morning. But I loved it. And to this day, he is just as true to his heritage as he was as a child. And there we were, two different religions, but still best of friends to this day. Michael just texted me from Italy, and he's seen all the, I said, and when I was in Israel, of course, I texted him back and forth. So I'm looking forward to that Italy trip. And rumor has it, and I don't know this is true, but I'm going to ask right now, Debbie Duhaime may be joining us for a few days on the Italy trip in October. Debbie, is this rumor? Is this true?
I'm going. I'm already paid and ready to go.
I'm ready.
I'm excited.
Al's got to keep. He's keeping order in the studio. Frankie will be there, and we're sold out. So we apologize, and we'll try to come up with another cruise idea, you know. But we are so excited about this on October 19th. I heard rumors that you may be there. Oh, forget about it.
Wait a minute. Is Jerry Crowley okay with me leaving for all that time? Does he mind?
Yes. No.
Does he mind?
No,
I didn't even ask Jerry Crowley.
No,
oh, my goodness.
Steve Perillo trumps everything. Anything Steve wants, and they want Debbie, you got it. You got Perillo Tours trumps everything. So with a shout-out to Frankie Volpe, our sales guy, put everything together. We're going to have a great—I'm so excited. This is going to be great.
Oh, is Frank going to be your roommate, Frank Volpe? Is he going to be your roommate?
I don't know. I'm by myself.
You guys were going to be roomies, you and Frank, our sales guy?
Or Five Boroughs. I don't know. You don't know.
Frankie Five Boroughs. Maybe the three of you.
We may not be coming home. We're going to end up in Florence somewhere. What happened to Debbie and Joe? We never saw Debbie or Joe again. They just disappeared.
It's going to be an awesome trip. It's going to be so great. I'm so looking forward to it.
We're very excited, Deb, that you're going. Hey, 751, Debbie's on the roads for you right now on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to take it to the Hutch South at East Lincoln Ave in Mount Vernon. A crash there. The Cross County West at New Rochelle Road in Eastchester. An accident blocking two lanes. It's been tough this morning on the Cross Bronx West at 3rd Avenue. A collision. And then getting out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. A disabled vehicle. Still about 55 minutes in at the GWB to the upper level. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 30 minutes into town. Holland Tunnel, that's still about 30 to 35. Expect some delays as you take a ride to the eastbound Gowanus. Stop and go traffic up by 38th with a disabled vehicle. And the Staten Island Expressway East at Slauson Avenue. An accident blocking one lane, so prepare for some delays there. Southbound Thruway, stop and go into the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher exposes the impeachment strategy of the Democrats.
It kind of hit me. They might just want to hold the prospect of impeachment over his head for as long as they can, trying to do as much damage as they can to his standing. Maybe that's the play.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Imagine your increase in sales with your web at the top of search engines getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest ideas that could dramatically grow your profits. Getting your website at the top of search engines is a process that takes unusual expertise. Our team can help you achieve. In fact, we can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
That's a great trip, also selling out. So that's what Mike and Dennis and Mr. Prager and Mike Gallagher in Israel. That's going to be a spectacular trip as well. Hey, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:55 right now. I love telling you about Rawlings. You know, I have a great relationship with Rawlings because my buddy Ray, that I always tell you about, the philanthropic, wonderful man that he is, he gets me over to the Rawlings folks because he actually brought Rawlings to New York to do the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards at the Plaza Hotel every November. And he says, Joe, would you be the master of ceremonies at the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards? I was so humbled, man. And I'm there with all these players. And it's just Johnny Bench and Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly, and Reggie Jackson was there. And my God, Willie Mays. And then all the current players that are so spectacular, you know, winning the coveted Gold Glove Award. Right, so I love telling you about Rawlings, and I didn't know this, that 50% of the pros wear that iconic red Rawlings patch on their glove, like Aaron Judge, like Stanton and Sanchez from the Yankees. It's the official helmet in baseball of a number of organizations like Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, NC2A, just about every other youth league. But and I love that they continue to better themselves at Rawlings. You, how many times you buy a Rawlings glove, you wrap it up, you put the oil on it, the Rawlings oil on it, right? You put it in the microwave. I've driven the car over the glove to break it and put it under your mattress. Remember that? You don't have to do that anymore. Just look at Rawlings. Go to pleaserawlings.com. Check out the Heart of the Hide gloves. They're broken in already from Rawlings. The Quattro Pro Bats are great for kids. Workhorse batting gloves, mock batting helmets. Rawlings makes the very best baseball gear for those in Little League all the way up to the big leagues. So, and check out the leather, too. It doesn't even say anything on my talking points here about the leather. I got to tell you, the Rawlings leather is to die for. The design is great. The feel is great. I keep my that radio bag that I have everything in it, everything. It's a Rawlings bag. We invite you to check out Rawlings leather as well. Please check out the very best of baseball, Rawlings.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
That's the Dave Clark 5. Al just informed me, Joe Lundberg, on this day in 1964, the Dave Clark 5 made their debut on the Ed Sullivan Show on this day, and they played the song. He quizzed me. He said, what was the song they played? I remember, because I was alive then, watching Glad All Over. Glad All Over was a song from the Dave Clark 5. And they were on 18 times, Albert told me. Joe, information you really didn't need to know about, but I thought I'd fill you in. How you doing this morning, my friend? I got Joey there?
Of course he's not there, so we can't
After that, I'm talking
After the whole introduction.
Albert,
and he's
stay
not
with
there.
Me. Al, stay yeah. with me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that vital information. The weather's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be about 80 degrees in New York. There's
yeah.
the weather. 18 times
Oh, wait,
they
he's
were
here.
On?
He's here. Now he's here.
18 times they was on?
18
you know
times
that?
They were on.
beautiful.
But we got Joe. Real quick.
Joey, you're back. Ooh, I thought you fell off the bike. I missed you there, pal.
I'm all right.
It's okay. And we got a beautiful day in New York, yes?
Sunny today. The upper 70s. We'll be in the upper 70s tomorrow. Maybe a late afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Showers and a thunderstorm on Sunday. Then it's cool for the beginning of next week, but with sunshine Monday and Tuesday.
Man, you are good, Lundberg. You know that. You know you are. Joey, you know you are. Thank you, Joey Lundberg. Thanks so much. Hey, make it a great weekend. I'm going to step away. Frank and Alec and Debbie, you're going to take over. I love you. Rest in peace, Mrs. Giamavo. I'll be back Monday.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
64 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City Council Speaker Cory Johnson is in no hurry to finish budget negotiations. He says there's a lot that needs to get sorted out, and he wants a spending plan that achieves several goals. Johnson is arguing for more money for libraries and social workers. Speaker says some discussions with Mayor de Blasio have had to be done remotely as the mayor travels for his presidential campaign, the deadline for a budget, June 30th. State police are reporting they've arrested four people in connection to a Dunkin' Donuts robbery spree. Troopers say they're accused of breaking into several of the fast food spots across the state. The exact amount of locations they allegedly robbed not released, but troopers say the crimes occurred in Salem, Gloucester, Ocean, and Morris counties.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.